Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence tonight, Lord God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this opportunity, this moment in time, Lord God. Thank you for the refreshing, renewing, your really strength, Lord God. Thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as you cause us to learn of the word. We thank you for the word of God being there, being the first and last voice in our lives, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, even in front of authority in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you go forth and inside of us, through us, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the divine connection tonight in Jesus' name as you lead us, Lord God, even as you teach us your word. Thank you for ministering to our hearts tonight in Jesus' name, Lord God. You know where we stand. You know what we need of. And you know what's being need to be spoken at this present time. And so, Father, we thank you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as you stand ready tonight, ready to receive what thus saith the Lord. Thank you for even imparting your word into the hearts of those, even as you stand ready tonight, Lord God. Thank you as we stand ready to hear with the Spirit of saying to the church. Thank you, Lord God, for even filling our hearts, Lord God, with the joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we thank you, Lord God, for your strengthening in this time, this hour, the encouragement, Lord God, the building, Lord God, in the name of just tearing down those erroneous doctrines, anything, Lord God, that may even the doctrines of demons and devils, anything that may try to cause us to not to proceed and walk the life that you called us to and you've designed us to, Lord God. We come against every hindering spirit, every plot from the demonic forces, oh God, even from the pits of hell. And we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, hand, feet, and mouth. We bind it up and send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. We send back to the sender in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the mighty release tonight of your word. Thank you for the hearers that you're here. Touch their hearts, oh God, to believe, Lord God, even for the faith to expect, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Stretch them tonight, Lord Jesus, oh God, that we shall continue to do greater things, oh God. Those greater things you called us to do, even the greatness of God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Do a special work, oh God. Do a special working of your hand right now, a part of us, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Do a mighty work, even in our hearts, even in our faith. Lord God, help us to see through the eyes of faith, Lord God, not so much our natural eyes, trusting our natural eyes, but trusting through faith, Lord God, even as you've spoken, Lord God, speak to us tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We need a word from you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word for this time, this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, we pray, Jesus, increase, let it decrease now. Jesus, increase, let it decrease now. Jesus, increase. That decrease now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the house say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Welcome, amen, to every word. Amen. With Apostle Marcus Dupree. And thank God for every word. Every word from God. Every word. We should not live by bread alone, but every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. So we thank God for his word tonight, for what he said he's doing, and what he's done so far, and also for what he's about to do. I want to take a second to begin to encourage you to begin to exercise your faith in this season. This is the season of time to where your faith is going to matter like never before. It's going to, it matters every day. But this is the time, hallelujah, that your faith is really going to be put on call or be challenged to stand up and to be counted. You know, this is the season. This is the time now. I mean, as we get closer to the closing of this year, challenges are going to come. Some of us are in challenges right now as we speak. Some of us have gone through a greater interest into the first part of the year to where things have shifted. But now, but in this season here, it's really going to crank up, amp up. But this time and season is the time that your faith will be tested, tried, and proved. Amen. And this is the time not to lose your faith. Amen. This is the time to be reinforced. This is the time to build up, strengthen, and any doubt, any areas of doubting that you may be facing. Amen. God's going to shoot. No, you need to. This is the time to reprove those areas and allow God to deal with you. Amen. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. So it's going to be your faith is the key element that's a fuel for the machine operation of your life to go forth and get things done. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. We'll get into that tonight, amen. We'll get into the faith. But before we get to that far, just giving you a word, just to letting you know, a strong apostolic warning, letting you know this is the time in the season and even in our lives right now, this moment, this time, is the time that we're going to be tested, tried, and proved. Amen. Either you're going to be proven to be who God says you are, or you're going to prove the enemy right and saying that you're not who God says you are. Amen. This is the time to be proven by God. Amen. This is what God's heart towards you. God has no doubt. He said that you are who he says that you are. He knows that without a shadow of a doubt. But the problem is this. If we don't believe God, if we don't know what God is saying about us, then we'll be so much apt to receive what the enemy wants us to believe or is trying to persuade us to accept. That's every lie from the pits of hell, that you're not successful, that you're not good, you're not this, you're not that. Amen. And remember, you can never measure yourself in your true spiritual identity according to the natural flesh. Some of us, we are causing ourselves to have these hiccups in our walk because we're comparing ourselves or identifying ourselves according to the flesh, according to our flaws, our mishaps, our different things in the flesh. Okay, we understand there's some things we're working on, trying to accomplish in the flesh, not taking anything away from that. It is what it is. But at the same time, you are not defined by that alone. Amen. So you got to understand your true identity in God. Amen. Is that part of you, that spirit man, who you are in Christ? This is the part that we must give the most attention to, because we tend to feed the area that we give the most attention to. Okay, so when it comes to the things of the flesh, if we're so busy with doing the things of the flesh, well, that's the area we tend to feed more, the flesh. And so we expect our spirit man to be strong, but we're starving our spirit. So we have to switch things. We have to turn things around. Begin to give more focus in our spirit man, so the spiritual man can be the strong, can be the anchor, can be the pillar of our life that it needs to be to hold everything else up. Amen. Your natural man will come into alignment as you get the spiritual man together. As we change now, shift. Shift. Hallelujah. Somebody need to shift. Somebody need to shift right now. We need to shift. We need to shift. We need to shift. Shift in your beliefs. Shift in your focus. Shift in your faith. Shift. 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 It's time to shift. This is hot on me right now. It's time for us to shift. We've been stuck too long focusing on the flesh. Shift to the spirit. Focus. Refocus to the spirit. Shift. Shift or be shifted. See, because if we don't shift, we don't move, we're going to find ourselves stuck according to the flesh and miss the spiritual thing that God wants us to do and accomplish. We got to shift right now. So, amen, this is the time of the season we got to shift. This is the shift season. Amen. If you did it before, guess what? It's time to do it again. It's time to shift and focus on the spirit. Begin to get our focus back on the Spirit. Begin to line up according to the Spirit. Begin to believe according to the Spirit. Begin to move according to the Spirit. Begin to even receive and hear according to the Spirit. Because if we're so lined up with flesh, we believe in everything the flesh is saying, but the flesh is flawed. The flesh will never be perfect. The flesh will always rebel against the things of God. But we have to get it right in the Spirit. And then the flesh can now follow because of the obedience of God inside of us. We have to line up. But it starts with us first lining up with the Word of God. When we line up in the Spirit, then the soul can line up with the Spirit. Then the flesh will line up with the Spirit. Amen. Everything will fall in place then. So for the body will follow the soul will follow the Spirit. Amen. So as we continue to get things in alignment, this is your shift season. My God, thank you, Jesus. This is your shift season. So glory to God. So I just want to release that word. It's time to shift. The time has come to shift right now. This is your shift season. Amen. This is your shift season. So, amen. We're going to go shift right now. Amen. As we continue to just my God. God is preparing some of you right now for some greater things that's going to happen before the end of this year. It's going to take you being shifted in order for it to be successful. You cannot accomplish the greater things in God according to the flesh. If you're doing to do it according to the flesh, it's going to fail every single time. This is your shift. Okay, all right, let me do this. I'm Pastor Dupree, this is your shift season. I don't know if anyone else believe out there, but this is your shift season. This is your season to shift. See, we were so focused on what didn't happen, what didn't work, was not going the way we want. What about the thing that we can change? See, we can't change those things that have already happened. But what we can do is go forward. It's time to shift. So I encourage you tonight. This is your shift season. This is your word for tonight. Even going forth into the word, this is your shift season. But the shift cannot take place without faith. The shift cannot take place without faith. We need faith in order to shift. We need faith to receive it. We need faith to believe it. We need faith to achieve it. It all begins with faith. We have to go back there. So tonight we're going to bring focus to the area of faith, but this is your shift season. This is the word for tonight. This is your shift season. It's time to shift. It's time to shift. It's time to shift from the old into the new. It's time to shift from the different habits that's holding us back, that we're allowing to hold us back. It's time to shift. This is your shift season. Thank you, Jesus. This is your shift season. But amen, as we get ready to get into the word, and we're going to go to some familiar verses, but listen with unfamiliar ears. Listen through the ears, the hearing of faith tonight, through the trust, through the eyes of expectation. I mean, we cannot do the same thing and expect something different. It's going to take us expecting, believing God like we've never believed before. In order for us to see or receive whatever God has for us, we have to go beyond what we've been used to in order for us to receive what we never had. Okay, we got to go beyond that. All right, so let's get ready to go to the Word of God. Remember, tonight, this is your shift season. This is your shift season. Once again, welcome, amen, to every word, and I thank God for what he said thus far, and we pray that you've been blessed. More to come. So I also want to say this, too, that just know that even as the Lord is beginning to have us to go into his word, he's going to touch your heart. He's going to reveal some things to you. And just know that God has not forgotten you. No matter all that you're going through right now, God has not forgotten you. Some of you may feel, man, God's forgotten about me. I'm just, you know, I start off good and I messed up and now I'm by myself. God never left you. And he's never given up on you. But don't you give up on you. Amen. Don't you give up on you. Because sometimes this is what we can do. We end up believing, according to the flesh, what we see instead of what we believe. You know, we have to begin and see through the eyes of faith. We cannot sit there and receive these things from by sight and miss by faith. I like that, Holy Ghost. We cannot receive these things by sight and not by faith. So, you know, we have to understand that in order for us to have the success that God wants to have, it's going to require us believing beyond what we see. So we have to believe beyond what we see in order for us to receive what he has for us. Amen. So, amen, as we get ready to go into the word, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. We'll start real simple here, but at the same time, we're going to get a little further into it. But, amen, you know, God is definitely a God of order. He's a God of progress, because He's one who definitely believes in going forward. Okay, matter of fact, this is dropping my spirit. Let me do that right quick. Okay, before, I think we kind of touched based on some of his last, a few weeks back, I think, but let's go back to Joshua chapter 1 for a second. I want to point something out right quick. Joshua, the one. You see, what we're talking about God is God in progress, okay? Let's deal with a few verses here real quick. Verse 1, after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, let me read through the King James Version. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, okay, saying, now, whenever there needs to be a move in your life, whenever there's a shift about to take place, hear me, line up. And this is why we have to stay in a place where we can hear from God, because God is going to speak. Whenever there's a shift about to take place in your life, especially a major shift, we have to make sure, especially while we're going through the process, that we are in position to hear from God, because God is about to speak. Now hear this. Now watch this. And said, after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass, then the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. Moses died. That was a transition. That was a serious transition that took place. Because Moses died, there's about to be a shift. We like it or not, the era of Moses is over. Now you're coming about to go into a new place. He said that was a major shift. Now, in the midst of that time, that season, when the major shift happened, when Moses is dying, now look what happens. The Lord spake to Joshua. Now, God used to speak to Moses. He was his point man. He was the one that he would always speak to. He was the one he would give instruction. Now that the point man is gone, there has to be now time for the appointed, the next appointed, to step forward. See, some of you may look at some people last season and say, man, God using them in a mighty way, this and that, this and that. But guess what? The season is over now for some of those people. The season of time is over. Are you in place to be used? Are you in position for God to speak to you? Can you hear from God? Are you in position to move? See, you know, when we're talking about, you know, this thing about, this term of the shift, your shift season, you got to remember, it's going to be your time. Even if it doesn't look like that. You know, because it looked pretty rough right now. Okay, Moses died, and now who's going to be the one who will step up? And I'm sure that the people was concerned, because this is a man who was speaking from the Lord all those years. They're used to instruction from Moses. They're used to seeing him with the staff. They're used to seeing him lead and putting his hand on and causing things to happen by the power of God. Now the time is over. What's next? He says, then the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Now, the thing is this. God knew Moses' time was going to come. And years he had Joshua to serve, minister to Moses. When Moses was on the mountain receiving instruction from God, Joshua was on the mountain as well. But he wasn't there right there in the same right next to him. But he was halfway, he was close to Moses, because he was right there with Moses. Joshua was not too far behind, but right there. So he witnessed a lot of stuff happening. So verse 2 says, Moses, my servant, is dead. God is letting you know this is where we are. Moses, my servant, is dead. The one who I spoke to, the one who I worked with this far, he's gone now. Now, therefore, arise. See, God is a God of progress. So now God shifts things. He raised up Joshua now. He is activating Joshua to be now the new leader of the children of Israel. See, listen, at a turn of the shift, there's also going to be an activation. At the turn of a shift, there's also going to be an activation. Glory to God. Some of you have been struggling with this thing, but there's some things you know that you kind of you thought that you were able to do, but certain things wasn't happening because it wasn't your time yet. Sometimes we try to make some things happen before it's time. It's not time yet. When I tried and didn't work, it was not your time yet. But now is your time. Now when you go back and try it again, you're going to shake. You're going to do, go, you know, you're going to go forth and do, say, speak. You're going to release. Now guess what? The time is right. The season is right. The ship has come. Now watch, God. And here it is. He said, my servant Moses is dead. Now therefore arise. Now Joshua has just been activated. He says, go over this Jordan. They've been watching for years. They've been trying to take this 15-day journey. We'll turn into the 11 or 15-day journey, turn to 40 years. They've been trying to get to a point where for some reason they could not make a cross. Why? Because God didn't allow them to go across. Because the crossover did not belong to Moses. Moses was the one who was called to destiny to exit them out of Exodus. Get them out of the Exodus, but it was Joshua's mission. It was Joshua's assignment to cross them over. And you're wondering, but why are certain things happening? Why couldn't you move forward? Why couldn't you advance? You know, people held me back. Listen, it's not always people holding you back. It's not always that people try to always slow you down. Maybe it was God saying, nope, it's not your assignment to do this. It's not your assignment to do that. It's not your assignment to do this here. I'm saving you, preserving you for the next place I have for you. Some of us are fighting against God and don't even realize it because we're fighting against people thinking that people are holding us back. No, it may be God. God might be saying, plain and simple, it's not time for you to go forward, Jay. You think just because you pray for two or three people, now you're ready to go start the church. It's not time yet. And the way you're trying to go about doing it is not the way old season of God may want you to do it yet. You have to wait your time of activation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He says, now therefore arise, go over this Jordan. See, this time when he's about to go, but the church is about to go, they're going forth with the marching orders. They're not going based off of just their own abilities. They're going based off the marching orders from God. See, when God, when you try to do some things, you try to do it of your own strength, your own power, and it didn't work. Why? Because you didn't have the marching orders. You didn't have the word from God. One word from God changes everything. Say it to yourself. One word from God changes everything. One word for my life changes everything. One word for my life changes everything. My God. So he goes on to say, thou, you, and all this people. God is not trying to get you there alone. Sometimes God will allow some things to happen because not only just you by yourself, there's some people that he also want to be there for you, with you, and assist you in this. Sometimes that's why we have to be careful with having that long range of spirit. Sometimes you want to do things by ourselves. I don't like to have much people around me. Well, you might as well shift and change that. Because God, in order for you to be successful in the next place that God wants you to be, it's going to take more than just you. Come on now. Sometimes we just so used to doing things by ourselves, but that's not always the way God wanted to be done. The fivefold ministry, God gave the fivefold ministry, he gave the five essential gifts, amen, to go forth to work together. See, people like to accept, they accept the pastor. They accept the evangelist. They accept the teacher. But they have a hard time accepting the prophets. They have a hard time accepting the apostles. But this thing was never meant to work separately. It was always designed, meant to work together. This is why without a prophet and the apostle, some things are not going to move. You'll be stuck at a certain place. You can't go so high with the pastor. You can't go so high with the evangelist. You can't go so high with the teacher. in this self alone, but with the company, with the prophet that will bring forth, the, release the next move and usher you into the next move of God, and the apostle who is to carry the blueprint of the body, will bring things into alignment to keep the order and to line things up. Matter of fact, whatever the house needs, begin to put it in action. See, then that's when now the church is still working, that church is working at full activation. Some things our churches are crippled because they're not walking in full activation. They got the pastor, they got the evangelist, they got the teacher. They don't want their prophet, they don't want the apostle. Why? Because they will tell God will tell your business. But the fact of the matter is, okay, without that, you cannot have certain kind of progresses or release. Certain things will not happen the way you need to happen. Okay, let me shift and move on a little further. Okay. See, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I have given to them, even to the children of Israel. See, some of our inheritance we have not crossed over yet. We have not accepted or received. You don't know what God has planned set up for you. But until we do the first act of obedience, let me go right there. Until we do the first act of obedience, you will never get to it. See, if we can't follow Moses to the point we need to follow, and then if we don't make the transition when we now it's time to follow Joshua, how can we cross over to receive our inheritance? There's some things we're not going to cross over and receive because we are not lined up with God. We're not following his protocol. We're not following who he's placed to be the leader. We cannot go against the leader and expect God to bless that. Come on, somebody. You see, there's many times we'll probably say how, you know, this leader this and this leader that, and we don't want to do this. But you have to follow somebody. You can't do it by yourself. I don't have to deal with the church. I'm just dealing with God alone. That's out of order. Because God placed those things in place so it can function and do what it's supposed to do. So it was not designed to work by itself. We have to do the things, keep things in order the way God placed it to be. How can you go to the Father unless you go to the Son? So if we try to do it without Jesus, we mess it up. We can't get to the Father without the Son. All right, let me bring that back in. He's in every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that I give to you, and as I said to Moses. Now, we cannot possess land. We cannot walk into territories or possess territories that God has given to us, that has legally given to us, until we align to his vision. We have to line up. It's going to take faith. You have you follow God by faith and not by what you think you know. So, you know, so even with that, we cannot possess those things that God wants us to possess if we're not in alignment with his word. If we cannot do what he's called us to do if we try to do it by ourselves. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there with that because I don't want to get too far into that because, you know, that's a whole other message a little further on down. But let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Praise God. The number is 347-945-5416. If anyone has any questions, comments, or need prayer, amen. Press 1. I'm going to put you in. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, even things that are not seen. Amen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hear it and get it in your spirit. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Grab this. Now faith is not faith of yesteryear. Non-faith is not what you operated in 2017. Non-faith is not what you thought you had, but you got to know. Now its state is current. It's functioning, able to function right now. Not only that, that state has been is been upgraded, or not necessarily upgraded, but strengthened, built up to now function and do what needs to be done. Now faith is the substance, okay, that's the tangible evidence of things hoped for. See, this is what you have to assure you that whatever you believe God for is going to come to pass. You need the substance, you need something in that place to bring forth or materialize, okay? Let's look at it like this. You got two scales, two sides of the scale. One side, you have what you want. The other side is what you have, what you believe. I mean, what you believe is what you want. Okay. And then the other part of the scale, another part, is three parts. You have what you want here, the first one. You have what you operating with, the next one. And then what you're going to produce in the end is going to be the results. So what you believe in God for, the first one, and what you believe God's going to do is the second one. You have to mix, put that along with that in order for to produce what you want in the end on the third scale. So the third scale is going to be the manifestation, the tangible evidence of what you believe God for. So in other words, we have to understand to get scale number one to scale number three, it has to be accompanied by scale number two, which is faith. So you take scale one, apply number two to one. You can just say it like that. You got the thing that you want God to do on one, and then scale two is what you're using, is your faith. And you apply that to what you believe, to what you want, and the third scale should show what you have. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible for you to have what God wants you to have. It's impossible for you to do what God wants you to do. We need faith applied. See, faith by itself is good, but we need to apply it to what we believe, what we want, what it is that we're trying to do, get accomplished, in order for it to bring forth and manifest and materialize. So, see, there's some things that we want God to do, but we're not adding faith to it. Okay, we're hoping. See, there's a difference between hope and faith. Oh, I'm hoping. That means you kind of just, you know, wishing upon the star. But when you have faith, listen to this. When you have faith, faith speaks, faith acts, and faith produces. Faith speaks, faith acts, and faith produces. Let me say it again. Faith speaks, faith acts, faith produces. And also, too, for a fourth part of that, faith wars. Okay, let me go back. Faith speaks, faith acts, faith produces. Faith wars. We fight the good fight of faith. You heard the scripture says we fight the good fight of faith. I think that's one chapter over. I think it is one chapter over. Let's see. Give me one second. Fight the good fight. So remember, faith speaks, faith acts, faith produces, and faith wars. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of true faith. See, so faith fights. See, faith wars. You know, it wars. It's not going to just lay down. You know, so let's say that again. Faith speaks, faith acts, faith produces, and faith fights, or faith wars. Whichever one you use it, war, fight, whichever one. Your faith has to be, so listen to this. These are four key components of faith in action here. This is why your faith has to be in shape. Your faith cannot be outdated. Last year or years beyond, your faith cannot be outdated. It has to be now faith. Current faith. Strong faith. That's what it's going to take for us to see it in God. It's going to take faith being strong. It's going to take faith being aligned with the will of God. It's going to take reproducing something and fighting for that thing that it believes. See, that's why when a person who doesn't have faith, you know, you're not going to have what you need to have. Okay, matter of fact, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have remained faithful. That faith had to fight. Challenges came, arose, to try and bring it down. But that faith was able to prevail against the odds. Okay, let's go to Hebrews chapter 10. Let's go back to chapter, verse 35. We'll start there. Remember the fourth component I said, faith fights. Let's go to verse 32. He says, but call to remembrance of former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. You endured a great fight of afflictions. So you had a lot of challenges against you. You had to fight in poverty while you were made a gazing stock, both of reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. Amen. You had to go through some things. You was put on display. People were watching you go through. People saw you lost your car. People saw you having to take the bus. People saw you having to walk. Matter of fact, I remember one day I was during this period of time I was going through. I lost a job and everything, that week my insurance was off of my vehicles, and I had to start a new job. But I had to go and I went to work and I had to catch the bus, and it was hot that day, and I had to walk from the job site to a place for to catch the bus. And I had to walk along the highway, and I was like, and this is when I started crossing over, not necessarily crossing over, but this is when I was going from the prophet to the apostolic. And the Lord said, I was walking beside the road and facing traffic and thinking to myself, boy, I'm thinking to myself, this is a very low place right here was going on. I had vehicles in the yard but couldn't drive, not one because no insurance was on. So what happened was, as I was walking, the Lord said to me, he said, there's a plate of suffering that you have to eat from. I could have just fall out. And when he said that, I was walking out, some people who recognized me blow the horn at me. And I'm just thinking to myself, it was a dying process day. That was a dying process because I'm thinking to myself, what in the world? I mean, really? How in the world? I mean, oh, God. It was tough because, here it is. I got vehicles, can't drive it, but now I got to walk to get to a place to catch the bus. And, it was hot. A new kind of job. It was a lot going on, but I couldn't stop. I had to press through that thing. It was not a comfortable season, totally uncomfortable, but I couldn't stop there. I had to keep moving. So we're going to go through some things. He says, verse 34, for you had compassion on me in my bonds, and joyfully took the spoiling of your goods. knowing in your soul that you have a in heaven a better and an enduring substance. See, some stuff you had to endure a witness, you had to go through that thing. You just couldn't, quitting was not an option. I'm telling y'all, some of y'all right now, you're in a place you want to quit. Here is, I was just last week, I was doing a new job, and I mean, it's been this 20 years that I mean, did this kind of construction work, whatever I was on the job doing, and dealing with the elements, the heat, the elements, the atmosphere, the rain, and all that stuff, and then on top of that, the work was just continuous all day. No time to sit down and take a break, and had to kind of, here and there, but you still had to keep on going. It was a different situation. It was so bad the first day I locked the keys in the car, and I was a few days later, I was like, man, what in the world? My body was so sore, hurting in different areas and places, and I wanted to quit about 2 or 3 times. But the Lord said to me, he said, this is boot camp for you this season. Listen, y'all, in your shift season, some of you may have to go through with some stuff. That's why I'm trying to tell you, this season in your faith is going to be challenged. That thing upright, God in my face, challenged me and dared me to back down. Are you going to punk out and quit? Or are you going to go through this and endure? The Lord said plain and simple, this is boot camp for you. This 6 weeks, you're going to have to go through this. It was no saving you by the bell. It was no saving, sitting there getting you off there. No, you won't have to endure this thing. See, the more we endure in our faith, the stronger we become in our when we believe. Because sometimes, all you got is the Word of God. All you got is your faith. All you got is what you hold on, the promises of God. That's maybe all that you have that's keeping you alive. Everything else could fail. Everything else is proven worthless. But your faith in God is all you may have to hold on to. Mama may let you down. And some of these people, and you know what? Guess, let me bring it to you like this. And all these people you want to trust in and put your faith in, you know, to hope they'll bring you through, sometimes God will block them even if they could help you, he will block them. Why? Because you need to produce in your faith. Remember, to say, faith acts. What you do, faith produces, which comes of it, and then, of course, faith fights. What you going to do? So you going to sit there and just do nothing, or you going to get in the ring and persevere through to the end? Faith speaks, faith acts, faith produces, and faith fights. We cannot tell me we have great faith and we can't lay it down for the enemy. We scared to fight. We don't want to fight. We ain't got no fight in us. We just laying down. This is your shift season. You got to fight for this thing, man. You got to get in there. So we can't expect it to come easy. It's not coming easy, y'all. It's not going to be easy. For the destiny that God has for you, for me, for us, the great things he want to do is not coming easy. There's no easy street with God. If we get an easy street with God, we're getting set up by the enemy. So God is not two-faced, so God ain't going to do that. So he goes on to say, verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense and reward, for you have need of patience. That was a mouthful right there. Cast not away your confidence, which is going to be a reward for that. Don't cast away your confidence. Hold on now. Don't quit. Don't. I know you want to tell your boss, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I know you want to tell him that. No, hold your peace. Now, first of all, you don't do that unless God tells you to do that. Now, if God tells you to do that, there's a different story. You do what God tells you to do. But if God did not tell you to do that, that means God wants you to sit there and you want you to endure that. He wants you to endure that fight. He said, cast not therefore your confidence, which has great recompense and reward, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God. Now, have you done the will of God yet? Have you spoken to who you want to speak to? Have you let your light shine before the men? Have you, set an example? Have you been a good example? After you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And I say that word might is strong because you may not. According to you, see, it's not only if you fight, but also how you fight too. If you fight whining and complaining, then it's not going to be as effective. Yet for yet a little while, he that comes will come and will not tarry. Now the judge shall live by faith, but if any man draws back, my faith, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. My soul shall have no pleasure in him, but we are none of them who draws back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. See, God did not make you to give up and go back and quit. That's not how he made you. Remember, we have the spirit of the overcomer inside of us. Christ overcome the world. He overcame death, the world, and he even resurrected. So if he's in you, then why are you a quitter? Why do we practice quitting all the time? You have greatness in you. You have greatness in you. You've been made to win, not lose. You're called to endure, not give up. Be aware of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe in the saving of the soul. So see, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Be it unto you. See, you cannot have believe and expect God to deliver. Okay? You cannot have believe and expect God to deliver. How are you going to have believe God, but then you want God to come through for you? No. It's going to take you by faith, believing God, in spite of what you see, in spite of what you hear, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it sounds like. You have to go beyond your senses. You have to go beyond your soul and believe according to the Spirit. See, so once again, there's shift season. Now you got to shift back focus and attention to your spirit, man. Stop fooling up with your soul, your flesh. Start looking back, start looking into your spiritual man and follow his lead, that you may be successful. Okay. Back to Hebrews 11, and we're going to kind of bring this to a close. It says, verse 3, through faith, well, let me go back. Now faith substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, the tangible evidence that on scale 3, what's going to materialize is going to be what you also have produced by faith. So you can't have, once again, you can't have believe, you can't have apply your faith to where it is you want and expect God to deliver the whole thing. You got to sometimes we do, when we have recipes of food, the recipe may call for 1 stick of butter. Well, if we do a half a stick of butter, it's going to be a difference in the recipe. It's not going to be it was called to be. It's not going to taste the way it needed to taste because you modified an ingredient. You change something. Sometimes we expect God to come through strong all the way for us, but along the way, you cheated. You held back on God. You took a shortcut. You halfway fasted. You halfway believed. But we want God to come through all the way, but we wouldn't half do it. So no, think about that. Can't do that. And skip on to verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We understand through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now listen, the world, when it comes down to it, it's going to take us to operate in faith in order for us to see things produced in our world. But remember now, He said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, with something framed, that means it's together, and it's put together is encased in something. So, other words, the abstract of your day, the way your day comes along, the life that we live is going to be by what? By when it comes down to faith, it's going to be because faith speaks. So these are four details that's going to are going to come because of faith. It's going to happen that is going to come based off our faith, I should say. These are four ways we're going to produce. By what we speak, so how we speak. So don't be creating stuff that's going to work against you by what you say with your mouth. Other words, if you want to stay healed, stop saying I'm sick. Oh, I'm just so sick and tired. I'm just sick of this. I'm just sick of that. Why are you calling sickness? Why are you saying that you're sick? See, you're creating things that you're creating your obstacles. Some things were not there until you created. And some things will not move until we speak differently. Some things will not come down until we do tear it down. And we have to tear it down with the word of God. So faith speaks, faith acts. So if you faith without works is dead, being alone. So if you don't put no action, apply no action, once again, if you don't apply the faith to the projects, to the whatever it is that you believe in God for, you can't get to scale number three and have the manifestation because you have to apply faith to this thing. You got to apply what you believe to what you want in order for it to be done. You have to apply what you believe to what you want to have, to get it done, to get whatever you want done. In order for it to come to pass, you got to apply. All right, moving on. He says, frame. Okay, faith speaks, faith acts, faith produces. So if you're not being productive, John chapter 15, we don't have time to go to it right now, but John chapter 15 talks about producing, you know, the husbandman producing by faith. Let me take a quick peek at that. Oh, my goodness. I'm out of time. One little peek. I'm the true vine, you know, my father's husband. Every branch of me that bear not fruit, he take away. See, once again, God's got a production. Production. He wants you to be productive. Take away every branch that bear fruit. See, every branch is productive. He purge it, then he bring forth more fruit. God is a God of production. You need to your faith has to produce. If you're not producing by faith, you're not being productive in the kingdom. Okay? Faith speaks, faith acts, faith produces, and faith fights. And we saw a scripture where we fight the good fight of faith. You're not going to just get anything just passively living by for God. You will have to fight in order for you to win. So if you don't fight, you're not going to win. Okay? So those things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. I mean, which were not made of things in which you appear. So what you see had to start off with an idea, had to be spoken. Not only spoken, it had to be acted upon. Had to be not only acted upon, but it had to be produced. And it has to be fought. You know, we have to fight for it or make sure that it's, you know, fight against those things, those oppositions that's trying to come against it for it not to be effective the way it's supposed to be effective. So faith speaks, faith acts, faith produces, and faith fights. So we have to understand it is not coming easy. But our faith has to do more than just, I just believe. No. And so we're going to get into next week as far as how do we produce the faith that we're lacking? How do we, you know, get into that? I mean, we have to close it out here. But once again, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Amen. Press 1 to get into the queue box. If you have questions, comments, concerns, amen. We're open at this time. Amen. You need prayer, speak forward. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we can go ahead forth and at this time and go forth and do that. So remember tonight, the Word of God, this is your shift season. And we're talking about faith. We're talking about being productive in the kingdom. We're talking about doing things that in your life that you wasn't able to do before because now you have a word from God. You have a, in order for you to shift, to properly shift, there needs to be, there's going to be a release, a word released from God. There's going to be come in. Amen. Amen. We have a speaker. Somebody who has a question or comment. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I was just calling for prayer just for situations that when you have the faith and you have to renew your mind because if you don't have faith, it's going to rock. If things come upon you, it's going to be shaky. So I'm needing prayer just to strengthen my faith just a lot more than what it is.
Amen, amen. We're going to definitely get into that more next week on how we produce the faith that we need. That's the next part of it. So just identifying tonight and getting started. But the fact of the matter, yes, part of this whole thing is you have to change your way of thinking, change your mindset, begin to work on those areas that's not healthy. To get it healthy so you can have a productive faith life. See, if we're not changing our attitude. We can't have a bad attitude, but expect good things. That's not going to work. So we have to change some things. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your daughter right now. Thank you for her even taking the time, the bold move just to come forth and request prayer. Now, Lord, because she she's just said she has faith, but her faith has spoken and speaks. Her faith has acted. And I thank you for the production that's going to come forth. And I thank you for her also fighting. And as she begin to fight by faith, walk by faith, live by faith, move by faith, operate by faith. Thank you, Lord God, for the faith operation that's taking place. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for the renewing of the mind, casting down your imagination, every thought that's not like God. Thank you, Lord God, for helping her to war in her faith in the name of Jesus, God. She would not lay down for the enemy. She would not let the enemy just passively go by. But we think, let him just plant this and plant that, do what he wants to do, say what he wants to say. Thank you for combating everything that's not like God, everything that's not from you, Lord God, everything that's been sent against her, everything that's been released against her, everything that's been spoken against her. We cast down now in the name of Jesus. We bring to a crippling end in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for the annihilation by faith in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for touching her life now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let the fire of God, let the fire of Oshadiyandeosha, let the fire of God be released upon her life now. In the name of Jesus, consume everything that's not like you, Lord God. Renew her, strengthen her in Jesus' name. Give her new strength, oh Lord God. Give her even the sight. Beyond sight, oh God. Help her to see those things what the enemy is trying to cause her not to see. Thank you, Lord God, by her faith, oh God. Oh, God, she shall begin to see, move, and operate in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you for a shift season. I thank you for a shift season, oh, God. And now the time is for her to shift. That you're shifting her to the place that you're going to cause her to begin to see things happen. I thank you, Lord God, for this shift, that her words are becoming life like never before, that she's going to begin to speak some things. In this season, begin to speak what you want to speak. Begin to declare, decree what the Word of God is saying in your life. Begin to put the Word of God into action and speak those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Be wax strong in faith and not give up. Be strong in faith and not give in. Be strong in faith. Don't settle, my God. This is your season not to settle. You are not settling for nothing this season. No more settling. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God, for stretching her to where even beyond to where she can believe from a whole different place than you, Lord God. She will not settle in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help her not to settle. But, Lord, help her to be wax strong in faith, trusting, Lord God. Trusting in the Lord. So we thank you, Lord God, for helping her cast down those things that's not like you. And we thank you for her to help her press press and go in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for helping her renew her mind. Lord, help her restore those areas of her life, oh God, that needs to change in Jesus' name for her to have the production order, the light that you want her to have by faith. Help her to see those areas that she needs to change now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help her to begin to stand like a full thumb, oh God, that she recognizes and see, oh no, this got to change. Oh, that's got to change. These people need to get cut off. This and this, whatever it takes, oh God. It speaks, faith acts. Faith produces and faith fights. Thank you, Lord God, that her faith will do all four. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your ruling and reigning in her life. This is her shift season. Let her now be shifted to a new place. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. God bless you. Have a good night. Thank you for being on tonight. Praise God. Be empowered. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else at this time? Amen. Anyone else? Glory to God. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be shy. Praise God. Do not leave off this line going back the same way. There's no reason. There's something you need God to do. Don't be afraid. Come, let's touch and agree. Let's pray. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is we have to do for God to produce in your life, the word of God to produce in your life by faith, this is your shift season. So don't miss your shift now. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Amen. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to speak. Amen. Yes. Who we have on now?
Hi, Apostle.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
The enemy was really fighting me tonight because my phone kept hanging up and I kept having to call back, but I was determined I was going to, like, call back and stay on here the whole hour. I'm requesting prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Really for the strength to endure the things that I'm going through.
Amen.
And dealing with.
All right. Okay. Well, praise God. Well, thank you, first of all, for enduring. Once again, remember the four components of this faith in action. We see faith speaks, faith acts, faith produces, and faith fights. So you need to fight. You need to do all four of those elements tonight just to be on this line right now. So praise God for you doing exactly what faith does, for you allowing him to do, allowing the word of God to do it in your life. This is your shift season, and settle not for less. This is your shift season. It's time for things to change now. It's time for things to be moved now. It's time for things to be activated now in your life that was not activated before. It's time to knock some things down that need to be knocked down and cast out. So it's time for things to be released on your behalf. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. As we come before you, Lord God, with your daughter, we thank you, Lord God, for your touch, Lord God, and your anointing, Lord God. It's the anointing that makes the difference, Lord God. And thank you for producing in her life now, even as we speak in Jesus' name. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. All that's tried to come against her tonight, we shut it down in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that you caused her to overcome. You caused her to fight, to have the fight to fight the good fight of faith that she did not lay down and allow the enemy to do. So, Father, thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let this shift season be totally unusual, oh God. Thank you for different releases of financial restoration, releases that come through now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Different avenues, oh God, that you're going to bless her with, oh God. Touch, move, set free in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for causing your favor to seek her out, oh God, in this manner, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for helping her to stand, even against opposition was said or fell against her, oh God. Thank you for encouraging her heart, strengthening her, oh God, that she will stand firm on your word. Lord God, let her life now be changed because of this shift in this season, in the name of Jesus, that she will remember this pivotal moment when my faith shifted, my faith was changed. That was totally different in the name of Jesus. God, thank you right now in the name of Jesus for doing a special work upon her right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against every demonic force that's been sent against her life now. in the name of Jesus. We shut it down in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against it, and we take the enemy out in this matter. In the name of Jesus, he will not have success. He will not prosper in her life. In the name of Jesus, no weapon, oh God. And we thank you for moving by your Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit, you are the comforter. Comfort her, in Lord God, even as she speaks, Lord God. Navigate her words. In the name of Jesus, let her bring forth life. Let her be productive in Jesus' name. Thank you for your patience, oh God, that she's patiently watch you work, oh God. You will move, you will do, you will have the great success that you've promised, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So thank you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for causing her to stand firm and strong in your word, not to be moved, oh God. She would not be moved by evil tidings or evil sad sayings, oh God, whatever the name of you, sad news. But she will wax strong in faith, trusting in you, Lord God. She will wax strong in faith, trusting in you, Lord God. She will not believe according to her own abilities, but she will believe the word which you have spoken, which you have released in her life, Lord God. Your word is the final authority. Your word is the final voice, oh God, that we shall hear. In the name of Jesus, oh God, faith speaks, faith acts, faith produces, and faith fights, oh God. Thank you that she would not get tired or weary in her season of fighting. She would not lose heart, but she will wax strong in faith, trusting in you, Lord God, that she would have that great success in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, thank you, Lord God, not only her, but even for her loved ones connected to her, Lord God. Even Paul, lift him up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for raising him up now in the mighty name of Jesus. The naked and no weapon formed against his body as well. In the name of Jesus, strengthen him like never before. Cause him to stand firm, stand strong. In the name of Jesus, show yourself, Lord God. Reveal your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. She will have great success tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. We take it by force tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. God bless you. Continue to keep on fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. God, it ain't over yet. Hallelujah. My God, it's not over.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Anyone else at this time? 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the cookie box. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. All right, so just remember this week, apply these principles. Apply it to your life. Amen. I want to hear some testimonies of some different things that happen on your job and people. Even, you're going to the grocery store, all of a sudden you lay someone out over the lettuce because you prayed because of faith. Your faith knocked somebody out. You prayed for them in the grocery store, and all of a sudden they fell out on the lettuce. My God. We're looking to hear some testimonies. Someone pushed over the grapefruits. Why? Because they believed God and someone they got laid out and they got healed. Amen. We're looking to hear some things. They ain't got to be pretty, but just let it be real. My God. So, amen. Go forth to this week, amen, and have a great time. According to your faith, y'all have a wonderful holiday on tomorrow. Enjoy your day with your family. Amen. And remember, amen, your faith, this is your shift season. Do not miss your shift. Don't miss it. Along with this shift this season, your faith must be put in action. That's why faith speaks, say the right thing. Faith acts. We have to apply what we believe. Amen. That means you have to apply your faith to wherever it is. You just walk by faith and not by sight. We talk also about you being productive. Faith without works is dead, being alone. You cannot have faith in action by with no action. You will have to put action to it. Amen. And be productive. We got to be productive. Our faith needs to be productive. So we have to begin to exercise our faith by putting it in action. We can't expect faith to grow if we're not applying anything to it. Put it in action. We'll let it go forth and do it. Let it exercise. Exercise your faith. And the fourth one, amen, the fourth one is faith fights. Now, look here. Some things you're going to have to just fight for now. Some of you need that Sophia. Some of y'all need that Sophia spirit. All my life I had to fight. So that's what some of y'all have to say. That's what some of y'all have to do. And that's how it is. Some people may you don't have to fight as hard as you, but guess what? You got to do what you got to do. So that's why it's up to you. So, amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So tonight, remember, it's your shift season. Go forth and don't miss your shift. All right. God bless you all. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, for your word, for you said you spoke, you released tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for each and every hearer, for those who may not have said a word. Thank you for touching them, let them catch the word. Lord, let them have caught the word. Oh, God, now they can apply it to their lives in Jesus' name. So touch, heal, suffer, and deliver. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, thank you, Lord God, for the greatness of God within us. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for doing greater things. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, show yourself strong. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, thank you for the divine protection for each and every one. They will go forth into the week. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. You guys have a great night. And God bless you. Thank you all for being on. Amen. Remember, this is your shift season. Don't miss your shift. All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
If you let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. Oh, bless you, Jesus. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Like a cool.